Chicon stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for a sunny day today, a high near 50 to 55. Tonight, mostly clear, a low about 30. And tomorrow, partly sunny, a high near 56. We'll get the full details on Pat's tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Connecticut Attorney General William Tong is warning Connecticut residents of a text message scam that pretends to be from local fire departments. The messages pretend to be from a local fire department and include links for merchandise that would benefit the department. Officials say at least eight fire departments in Connecticut have reported that scam over the weekend. They say fire departments in Harlington, Killingworth, Seymour, and Newtown issued warnings for residents over the weekend. Quote, if the message comes from an organization you are familiar with, such as your local fire department, call the non-emergency line and verify that they are indeed seeking donations or selling merchandise, end quote, according to the Attorney General's office. A Dover man has been charged with predatory sexual abuse of a child. State police said that after receiving a tip, investigators determined that Gelver Miguel Vial, 44, of Dover, had sexually assaulted a victim under the age of 13. On Monday, state police, in conjunction with representatives of the Dutchess County Child Advocacy Center, arrested Vial and charged him with predatory sexual assault, a felony. He was arraigned before Dover Town Justice R. Wren Abrams and sent without bail to Dutchess County Jail. He's scheduled to return to court on Monday. Well, mask mandates have been lifted by some transportation agency. On Monday, a federal judge avoided the national mask mandate for public transportation. So what's the policy in Connecticut? Well, there is no one-set policy. It's up to the individual transportation provider or carrier. Wearing a mask might come down to your personal choice. Following the decision of a federal judge to strike down the CDC's mask mandate on public transportation, it's now up to each individual service to make their own call. At Bradley International Airport, the Connecticut Airport Authority says it will no longer enforce a mask mandate at our airports. Airlines, including Delta, United, American, and Alaska, have dropped mask requirements, even though airports can still enforce their own policies. As for trains and subways, Metro North is standing firm with their current mask policy. It's mandatory. That goes for riding a bus, too. Quote, passengers and employees must continue wearing a mask on Connecticut Transit buses. We continue to wait for further guidance and clarification from the federal government on whether they will appeal the recent court ruling. Connecticut's positivity rate stands at 7.35% over the last 7 days. On Tuesday, COVID-19 cases have been reported since the beginning of the pandemic, up 4,521 over the last 7 days. Officials say 61,000 tests were administered over the past 7 days, and over 4,000 came back positive. That results in a positivity rate of 7.35%. Getting back to masks, the question is, are masks required for subways, trains, and airports in New York? New York is maintaining its mask requirements for those using public transportation on the ground, even as the rules changed in the air, and for some private travel businesses. A decision by the federal judge to throw out a national mask mandate for public transportation does not affect New York. The ruling gives airports, mass transportation systems, airlines, and ride-hailing services the option to keep mask rules or ditch them entirely, resulting in rules that vary by city and mode of transportation. In New York, the governor on Tuesday stated that the Metropolitan Transit Authority would continue to require masks in recognition of the latest State Department of Health guidance for the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention recommendations, and the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey said it will follow guidance. That's created a situation in which travelers on a flight into New York from a place such as Houston could ditch their masks at their departing airport and land on the plane, but have to put back on the mask once they land in New York or take a subway. Taking a look at some local meetings we have going on today in Sharon, the Transfer Station Advisory Committee for Salisbury-Sharon. The Track Committee has a meeting at 5 p.m., Conservation Commission at 7:30 in Sharon. In Kent, the ARPA Assessment Subcommittee regular meeting is tonight at 4:30. Board of Finance regular meeting is tonight at 6 p.m. And in the Village of Millerton tonight, a very important meeting at the Millerton Library Annex. The proposed hearing will take place for a discussion on a proposed Local Law A of 2022 entitled a Local Law to Abolish the Village of Millerton Police Department. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they feature dinner specials, and they also have a tapas menu, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts the day off at 34,911.20, the NASDAQ at 13,619.66, the S&P 500 at 4462.21.